This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's! The party is saved!
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time sponsored financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson's going to expand. We know we're going to. When he's here on Wednesday for the big event. Then he's going to talk about Currency and Sand Hills Global, but he also is going to bring his fitness plan. Yes.
Is he really?
He's bringing his fitness plan. He has some DVDs of him doing his fitness. So it's
great.
It's P90 Carson. Yes, instead of P90X, P90 Carson.
He's beaming.
So he's going to hand that out to anybody for free. DVD, fitness DVDs.
Fitness DVDs. Carson, and you ever notice his skin is really good?
Yes, it is.
He's got good skin.
He hydrates.
Yeah, he must.
He should put one of those DVDs on the Tree of Trust, just to up there.
Remember, we have the Tree of Trust, Steve. That Greg and McSafe, you're running that.
They'll copy be handling of Carson's that. Fitness and, is on there.
Yes.
Okay, the Tree of Trust will be located where?
Somewhere over here.
On the window over here, so you can put the sticky notes on it. So,
okay, so they'll be
thankful
for. There'll
be
the outline of a tree.
Outline of a tree, which Greg is doing through car pinstriping type of situation.
Okay, and then we'll have sticky notes where you write what you're thankful for,
and you put them up on the Tree of Trust.
Yep.
Curiously named.
We will provide the sticky notes for that, and can't wait to see what
so
that
we'll
looks
text
like.
You privately. Why is it the Tree of Trust?
Why not? Well, why not?
Why not?
I like it. Actually, Tree of it's Trust. The Tree of Trust. Yeah. So we're gonna have a party on Wednesday starting at 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock.
A.M.
A.M.
The coffee shop will be open.
I talked to confirm Luke. Luke will be here at 6 a.m. prior to 6 a.m.
Prior to 6. Luke will be here early. So when you come in, yes, it'll be.
Now, we'll still be doing a radio show.
Yes, we'll entertain during the breaks.
There's a chance for some guests probably coming on air. For someone rolls in, there might be a chance for a random coming on air.
But I do think we should make it clear to the people that are coming. You're going to have to entertain yourselves while we're on the air.
Yes.
Hopefully,
so
with
talk
their
amongst
friends.
Yourselves.
Should we have cornhole? I wonder out there.
So, I don't know. I just hope people will talk to them. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
Just
talk
mingle.
To fellow breakers.
What if it's just, also, if you see a breaker, a singular breaker, let's bring him into your circle.
Go talk to him.
Into the circle of trust.
Don't leave him alone.
Put him by the Tree of Trust. Yes. Don't leave him. No. We leave no breakers behind.
Nope.
That's our new motto. We're getting a sweatshirt. Nope. Tammy, make us a T-shirt.
No breaker left behind.
No breaker left behind.
There's a good one.
There's a good one.
That's a good one. No breaker left behind.
Yes.
GoCurrency.com.
Yeah, sorry, Jake.
It is time for Head Scratchers. Bizarre things in college football this weekend. Bill, what stood out to you?
Got them right here, Jake. And it's just impossible. College football never disappoints. Never happens ever to be able to go through. Let's just start off with one we haven't even really dealt with from Friday night. NC State 21, Florida State 11. NC State 21, Florida State 11. Weird game. A ball bounced off a Florida State person's head, and the punter recovered it 30 yards down the field. The ball hit, and it's rocketing towards the punter. He gets on it, and it's like it's the most remarkable play I've ever seen.
Okay, say it again.
I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
So who? Florida State was punting.
No.
NC State was punting.
NC State's punting. Hits a nice punt. And then all of a sudden, there's like a Peter call, and the guy's trying to get away from the ball. As the ball's coming out, it hits his head and goes directly back towards NC State. Towards the punter. And he recovers it like 30 yards down the field. There's no one even around the punter. Punter's like, oh, wow, that hit the guy's head.
So it hit his own player's
head. And so, yeah, it was NC State punting hits Florida State. So it turned the made the ball a live ball, and they recovered it. And then, I mean, at that point in time, when that game is over, it's like there's no chance that Norvell can survive this. Because NC State just got beat by 40 the week before by Miami.
Then they muffed another punt.
They muffed a punt.
Two straight bad punts.
Back-to-back. But then they're keeping him. And so I don't like. So
they're keeping Norvell.
The answer usually is like that. If you let me stay, I will fire everybody. So I don't even know. I mean, how does Gus Malzahn still, their offense coordinator? They've been horrific on offense. They scored 11 points against NC State. So it's, and so it'll be interesting.
They're clinging to that Alabama game.
On what happens right there. Pitt 42, Kentucky 17. Kentucky just scored 38 points the week before.
Vanderbilt? Not Pitt, right?
No, Pitt. Yeah, Pitt beat Kentucky.
No, Vanderbilt.
No.
Pitt beat Georgia Tech.
I mean, Georgia Tech. I'm sorry. I wrote that down wrong. Pitt beat Georgia Tech. Yes. Kentucky.
Vanderbilt beat Kentucky, right?
Yeah. And so that was a head scratcher how they came back and beat Georgia Tech, who was ranked like that. Tennessee, Florida, we've already hit on. The Wisconsin Illinois game is remarkable. They stormed the field again, and they didn't kind of storm. Watch the field storming; it's epic.
The Badgers.
It's an epic field storming, and they've beat two ranked teams this year. They've stormed twice. They beat Washington, and then they went, and then they beat Illinois.
Legit wins.
27-10 over Illinois. Illinois got manhandled by Wisconsin. Absolutely manhandled by him.
Both sides.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. But the field storming, watch it. It was epic. It really
Illinois fizzled. Illinois has fizzled this year.
Yes.
Remember the ballyhoo for Illinois? Remember they're this year's Indiana, etc. They're going to be a 10-win team. All of that. It's not. It's fizzled.
Wisconsin ran for over 200 yards. 209 yards rushing for the Badgers in that game.
They've been rushing for about yards a game.
Yep.
Head scratchers.
Now, here's another head scratcher for you. SMU 38, Louisville 6.
Head scratcher.
A couple weeks ago, Louisville had just beat Miami, and it looked like they're going to win the ACC. And now they've lost a couple in a row, but they got beat 38-6.
Wow. Head scratcher.
Friend of the show, Lance Leipold, Iowa State 38 against that SEC defense of Kansas that you had in game one against Fresno.
Look like an SEC defense.
Looks like an SEC defense. 38-14. They're 5-6. Who does Kansas have next to go to a bowl game?
Kansas State, they play on?
No, they already played Kansas State. They've already played that
Kansas
one.
Kansas will close the season
against Okie State.
They'll play Utah at home.
Okay.
Utah's going for the title or the conference title, right?
No. Utah's completely out of
they're
it.
They're out? Okay, sorry.
They're
9-2.
They're still ranked 12th.
Yes.
They're still ranked 12th, but their two losses are in league.
Kansas, 13.5-point underdogs in that game.
Kansas.
Utah. On Friday.
Probably not going to a bowl game. That's a tough deal.
Same time as the Nebraska game on Friday, 11 a.m.
Tulsa 26, Army 25. Tulsa 26. Tulsa beat Army. That was shocking. The Army couldn't just control the ball and be able to beat them. Our favorite, not really a head scratch, but just had to report on it. UConn 48, Florida Atlantic 45. UConn keeps rolling. Is that 9 wins for them? Is that 9 wins for UConn?
Yeah, I think so. Eight for sure.
I think that might be the 9th.
UConn is 9-3. 9-3.
How about that?
Our boy Joe Fagnano, three touchdowns.
Any picks?
Did he throw a pick? No pick. So on the season, he has one. He has 28 touchdowns, one pick, and 3,500 yards passing.
They've beaten nobody, but they beat Duke. They're an independent.
They beat Duke. I love them.
They're an independent. It is hard to find teams to play. Yeah. It is.
Nebraska 37, we already went with that, 37-10. That's still a head-scratcher.
It is.
A 27-point difference in that game, that's a head-scratcher.
How many people picked the route? They would have picked it early, like before in August, but I don't think many people were picking State to hammer them that.
What did Lee have it at? Lee had it as Nebraska covering. Losing but covering, right?
I think he did, yeah.
I think Lee had like a
27. He had Penn State winning, but not covering.
27-24 in that
that's
area.
That's about what it was.
Utah State 28, Fresno 17. Utah State 28, Fresno 70. That made Utah State bowl eligible. Big win, that was at Fresno. A lot of head scratchers. There's some weird ones in there. And that Florida State thing right now, what are they, 5-6? They got to beat Florida to go to
a
bowl
game.
They're 5-6. Marty
Party. Think about that game for a second. Florida State.
Imagine that one. And if Florida's out, they can't go to a bowl game. Imagine if I do wish Wisconsin had one more win. I wish they were playing PJ to go to a bowl game.
They got four.
If they were playing to go to a bowl game, they would win that game.
Who would have thought that, you'd have 5-6 Florida State versus 3-8 Florida to end the season. Yeah. Gators 2.5-point favorite. 3:30 on ESPN2 Saturday.
Florida teams struggle always. Well, now Florida, you understand the Gators because the schedule's really hard.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Florida State.
I don't understand 3-7, but I understand. We said 8-4, the potential statue. Yeah. That 8-4 would have been like, no way they're firing at 8-4, not with that schedule.
Yeah. The USF loss was really painful for them early on. That just kind of set a bad tone for the season.
And we have no idea what Florida's looking at head coach-wise.
Lane Kiffin's in that conference.
No, he's not.
I think it's 100% Jed Fish.
Okay. And I love that hire.
I think that was a big win. If Jed Fish beats Oregon on Saturday, and that place will be wound up at Washington. The quarterback's athletic to make enough plays. They'll have a chance. They will have a chance.
Is your segment head scratchers? But I thought a head scratcher was Ole Miss coming out and saying we'll announce.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Oh. We'll announce Lane Kiffin's situation after the Egg Bowl. So Saturday, for sure. A day after the Egg Bowl. The Egg Bowl's, I believe, the same time as Nebraska-Iowa.
Confirm that.
Which is a joke book.
You are correct. 11 a.m. on ABC. So Nebraska, CBS, 11, and Ole Miss, Mississippi State's 11 a.m. on ABC.
I just want you to think about the glory times of that game being forever on Thanksgiving night. Mm-hmm. The Egg Bowl was, you settled in every Thanksgiving night. Very happy.
Yep.
You already had some leftovers, and I'm going to watch the Egg Bowl, and it's going to be a lot of fun. See what crazy things would happen.
But why would Ole Miss... Now why does that rub me wrong or strike us? It's just a strange way to do it.
I would love to have someone on from Ole Miss kind of say, hey, what is the thing? I mean, are they to the point, are they like, okay, I don't know what to do here? Because if it goes through all this type of thing, what's the chance of then of it happening again next year?
I just going to do this every year.
I mean, it's going to come up again next
year. Kiffin's name will always be mentioned.
It's going to come up again next year.
But do you think Kiffin knows what he's going to do? Do you think he knows right now what he's going to do?
Yes. Okay. I would think of a very
And what do you think that will be?
Well, if it was the opposite, if you really thought you were going to stay, why would you not say, I am staying?
Right.
If
it's he hasn't said that at all.
Yeah, there's never been any statements at all. So it's been, like I said, it's been crazy. It was confirmed, at least in Louisiana. I asked my friends in Baton Rouge, I said, was his family really in Baton Rouge? They're like, yes, his family was here. They came and looked. They looked around.
And then if he takes the LSU job on Saturday, they announce that, then Ole Miss is in the playoff with a lame duck coach.
And Ole Miss will
be with a great chance to win. I mean, they're a good team.
Yeah, they're
good. It'll be a home game. Yeah, this is one of the most bizarre stories I've ever seen. And like I said, we brought this up that it was very nice that obviously the game day must be listening to our show. But they were they defended Lane in the area of that this doesn't ever happen in the NFL because
there's rules.
There's rules, and also the calendar doesn't make you with the semester and the portal calendar, that's what makes this the problem. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it the entire problem, because you can't play it out and then just say, well, let's get to it when we get to it.
That is another edition of Head Scratchers, sponsored by our friends at Computer Hardware. It is time to play the game show. Bill did win on Friday to avoid the 0-5 week sip.
Thank you.
In 90s sitcoms, he won.
You did?
To make it 1-4. Sitcoms, so yes.
Okay,
it was dicey, too.
God, good job. I mean it. I'm not joking.
No lifeline. It's mono a mono. We got it done.
We don't need 0-5 weeks.
No.
And he didn't have it. He didn't have it. Today's topic,
start one off here.
Today's topic is NFL running back colleges. What schools did these guys go to?
Right.
Current running backs. What schools did they go to?
How about
to?
Running backs in the NFL from the 70s?
We might do that down the road.
We should be okay.
If you know your NFL running back colleges, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the down Sip and Bill in trivia. Again, today's topic, NFL running back colleges. Do we feel okay about this or not?
Pretty good.
Bill?
Come on.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Just kind of lock in.
Jace is our caller. Jace, how do you feel about NFL running back colleges today?
Normally pretty good. We'll see how they do today.
Okay. Jace feels all right about
it. Jace, where are you calling from, Jace?
Here in Lincoln.
Here in Lincoln. Lincoln listener. Nice.
Lincoln.
Jace, will we see you on Wednesday for the big event?
Probably not. I got to work.
Okay.
Oh, no, we appreciate that.
It's okay.
We respect that.
Yeah.
We respect that.
All right. We do. I'm not joking. Good job.
Jace, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip. Jace, what school did Dolphins running back Devon Achane go to?
Oh, man. I got to pass. I don't know that one.
Take any guess in the world.
Pittsburgh.
Good guess. Steve, I don't know it.
I got it. Texas A&M.
Yep. Brilliant!
Second round pick a couple years ago from A&M.
Good running back.
1-0 lead for Sip. First question. What school did Rams running back Kyren Williams go to?
Bill, I need you here.
Never heard of him. Didn't know he played for the Rams.
Been a starter for a couple years.
Yeah, didn't know he played for the Rams.
Might have made a Pro Bowl last year.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've never heard of him.
I think
the Rams were on last night, right?
They crushed the Bucks last night. Yeah,
I think he played for Alabama.
Alabama. Nope.
I like the guess. I'm fine with him.
Jace, do you know where Kyren Williams went to school?
Alabama was my guess.
You don't have to take this.
Okay, I'll pass.
That'd be Notre Dame.
Oh,
Notre Dame for Kyren.
Okay, first of all, didn't know he played for the Rams. Probably didn't know he played for Notre Dame.
Didn't know
he played football.
Probably should have known that one.
Pretty popular school.
Yeah. To tie it up, last question for you, Jace. What school did Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker go to?
Oh, got that.
Got that one.
Oh, I should know this one. Kenneth Walker. Michigan State.
Yep.
Good job. We had that for the win.
Via Wake Forest, right?
And they go Wake. Yeah. Wake, yes. 100%. I think Nebraska bottled him up.
They did, and still lost the game because of a punt situation.
Punt that was 30 yards off the mark. Hard to do.
Journey, come on, man.
Hard to do that.
All right, this is for the win and Bills in play here. Zip. What school did Lions running back David Montgomery go to?
I don't know.
I got
this. Oh, that's great. Bill?
You can confer with Bill here.
I know where Gibbs went. I know where Jahmyr Gibbs went.
Can we do Jahmyr Gibbs, please? Yeah, I know that. Can we change running backs?
Wish I could.
Because that we would know.
5 seconds.
Gibbs went to Alabama.
Say the name again.
David Montgomery. 5.
I have no earthly idea. So you're doing this, okay?
3.
You're doing this.
2.
On you.
Georgia Tech.
I like that guess.
It is not Georgia Tech. Do you want this one or not?
Yeah, we're
Chase
done.
For the win.
We're done.
Cyclone, isn't he? Iowa State.
Brilliant!
He did go to Iowa State, and that is a win for
that's
Chase.
That's your team, Steve.
Yeah, that's your Casey's team. Yeah. The talk of Casey's. Talk of Casey's.
Hey, go Wynot and Crofton today.
All right, there we go. That's state football. Yes. Northeast Nebraska.
There you go.
Yes. Thank you, Chase. Congrats.
Thank you.
Nice win.
Montgomery,
he went to Iowa State.
Started with the Bears and was pretty good there. And then went
Do
to
you know
Lions.
Anything about his high school
no.
time or anything?
So currently Iowa State's got 2 running backs starting in the NFL.
They went Montgomery to Breece Hall back-to-back as running backs, and they're both NFL backs, yep.
Great.
Amir Abdullah played like yesterday.
He did for the Colts,
The Colts.
Kickoff returns.
No, he played in a regular, he got a block.
Did he have a carry?
He might have even had a carry, maybe. Wow. He played a couple snaps from center, too.
He was playing for the Colts.
For the Colts.
Yep.
Yes, played for the Colts. I was like, wow, that's pretty incredible. What's the year? Year 12?
Well, 2014 was this last year.
11 or 12.
Yeah. For a running back, that's insane.
Astounding, yeah.
Insane.
Tiebreaker for you, Bill. How many rushing touchdowns did Derrick Henry have in 3 years at Alabama?
Ooh, 3 years?
Oh, God, I think he's under that. I would say 32.
Right in the middle, 42 the number. He had 28 his last season there. 28 and 2,000-plus rushing yards in his final season at Alabama.
Wow.
He was he's really good.
He was that guy.
Yeah. Still playing for the Ravens right now. They beat the Jets in a
Ravens
terrible game yesterday. But
Ravens are alive.
They don't look right. I mean,
quarterback's not right. I didn't watch the
Lamar
game.
Lamar Jackson is
not,
broken.
He's not. He's beat up.
He's still not. No, he looked good against the Dolphins in that Thursday night game. But the last 2 weeks, he has been really mediocre at best for him. But congrats to JC Wins. Bengals 0-1 on the week for you guys.
Yeah, we're not,
it's not good.
We're not doing well right now.
Hey, but
something's happened.
You know what we need to do? We need to study sports. That's what we're going to do.
But you didn't go 0-5 last week thanks to Bill's win on Friday. Yeah. So.
That doesn't give us a lot. 1-4 doesn't give
us a lot. It was an 0-5, though. It was something to cling to. Hour 3 is next, an early break in the ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.